I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Eyewitnesses in Libya said today that rebels have taken control of a border crossing on Libya's western frontier with Tunisia. It was a rare victory for the rebels. Libyan government troops continue to pound the only rebel stronghold in the west, Misrata. Today in Misrata, mortar fire killed at least three rebels and wounded 17, but they've been fighting back. A sound from a video that was sent to the BBC, which cannot be verified, but it appears to show rebels using heavy weapons to fire at government snipers. Misrata has been under siege by the forces of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi for 7 weeks now. Hundreds of people have died. Dr. Hakim Zagut, who is a surgeon at the city's main hospital, says the staff there has been overwhelmed.
Imagine the surgeon when they start the surgery and in the middle of the work, and this is what happens to me. My colleague says, you have to finish now, stop now, and we have to take your patient out and have another one because it's more serious. It's very hard.
That's Dr. Hakim Zagut in Misrata. Ned Parker of the Los Angeles Times is there right now. Could you describe for us, Ned, how the events unfolded today from what you were able to witness?
We've been spending time on the perimeters of what's called Tripoli Street, which is the main battlefield in the center of Misrata. It's a road boulevard that cuts north-south, dividing the city between east and west. And it's essentially under rebel fighters' controls. But the reality is it's a no-man's land. There are snipers throughout the street, hidden in buildings with artillery, cluster bombs, RPGs, rifles. So there's a deadly cat-and-mouse game on the street, which was once a thriving commercial boulevard, included, you know, fancy shops, you know, coffee houses where you could get a cappuccino and espresso, but now it's a killing field. So the rebels, they do have some, you know, anti-aircraft guns, heavy machine guns, but they are definitely outmanned, you know, by Gaddafi's forces. Their fighters on Tripoli Street are sort of locked in now by the rebels, so in theory they should be running out of supplies, but the boundaries of the city are surrounded by Gaddafi's forces. So as long as Gaddafi's forces have sniper positions in tall buildings in the city on Tripoli Street and surround the city from east to west and can rain down heavy fire in the war of attrition, you know, Misrata's manpower is slowly going to be whittled away.
Why is Misrata itself so important to the rebels?
Misrata is the one major rebel-held city in western Libya. It stands between Tripoli and Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. It also stands on the major coastal highway that connects Tripoli and Sirte. And it is the third largest city in Libya, so it prevents supply lines from having a clear path between the two other cities, forces Gaddafi to do a huge loop through the center of the country. You know, if he loses in Misrata, it's possible it could help bring him down. If he can't hold this one major city on the coast, it could perhaps still encourage others to continue their fight.
The government of Gaddafi is saying that its forces will unleash hell if NATO gets into Misrata. Where is NATO now, and are there any plans for it to enter the city?
Well, I think the people in Misrata want NATO to enter. They feel that without NATO, they have no chance to win because Gaddafi has superior artillery fire, rocket fire, mortars, heavy machine guns. So without NATO coming in, they feel that they cannot win.
Speaking to us from Misrata, Ned Parker of the Los Angeles Times, thank you. Stay safe. Thanks again.
Thank you. Take care.